All right, folks, thank you very, very much for coming back for segment four of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on AM 1100 WCGA for this program, The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, Future, written in black and white as we continue to discover what's wrong with Georgia. And I'm looking at some of the specious background issues and associations of Raphael Warnock, and why I can't understand his ability to be elected unless we look at Fulton County and DeKalb County, and we realize that from my associates that observed some of those elections, there were some real shenanigans. And the good Secretary of State, Republican, Mr. Bradford J. Raffensperger, resident of Ravensbrück, I guess is what that means, in German background. He was asked by a very bombastic and caustic man that people just don't like if they don't like his politics, and will assume naturally that anything he asked for is wrong, even though what he asked for was perfectly logical by everything. Just a little bit of research I've done here in the last couple of weeks. Some real questions are popping up in addition to what I know from my association with people who actually saw ballot harvesting. And, of course, that's legendary. Was it 2,000 mules or some other stuff? Anyway, let me... Donald Trump asked Raffensperger to find 11,000-12,000 votes, enough to swing the election. And, of course, we have Fannie Willis, a Marxist herself, with a mysterious background. Who was her mother? She was raised by a Black Panther father in Marxist California, and now she is suddenly sprung on the scenes as the prosecutor emeritus for Donald Trump, the one who kicked all this stuff off. And she has a stinking background that reeks of, well, let's just say specious politics and position right out of the Black Panther movement. Yeah, you know, if you're a fan of Black Panther, more power to you. But there's nothing in that that has anything to do with a virtuous and prosperous America. But Mr. Raffensperger, who was born? It appears he was born in Canada. He attended a University of Western Ontario. And then he suddenly, in the late 70s, it appears, it's kind of hard to get information on this guy, just, you know, with a cursory overview of what's online. He appears at Georgia State University, let's say late 70s, early 80s, to get his degree in. Originally, his degree was in mechanical engineering, and he got his degree, his MBA, from Georgia State. And I did a little research on Georgia State, which exploded as a university well after I lived in the Atlanta area and when I was in high school at W.F. Dykes High School. It has now 51,000 students spread over seven locations in metropolitan Atlanta. And I'm going to bet you dollars on donuts, and some of you folks that are really good at research, let's start looking at Georgia State University and its connections, its professors. And I think we're going to find out it's probably not a whole lot different from Columbia University, because Atlanta, Georgia, has become the Babylon of the South, just like New York is the Babylon of, well, I think it's the Babylon of the world, frankly. I really think it's mentioned in Revelation 17 and other places. And that said, I hope that we will understand that questions need to be raised, research needs to be done to understand why people whose backgrounds seem to be a little bit masked, and to my view, Mr. Brad Raffensperger, the Republican, is, well, he's to be questioned. He arrives on scene at just the right time to be in a position to impact the red state status of Georgia, even though he's a professing Republican. Perhaps Mr. Trump has smoked him out at great risk to himself, as he has emerged really as a empowerer of that useless district attorney, Fonnie Willis, whose father was a Black Panther. Mr. Floyd is his name, attorney himself of some renown. Floyd's a popular name, but I can't help but see the possible association between Fonnie Willis's dad and the famous George Floyd, the great patron saint of the Black culture, what was Mr. Floyd? This is the hero, the great hero that stood up to the disgusting police system in this country. 6 burglaries, 3 car thefts, multiple illegal trespasses, cocaine and alcohol addiction, 2 violent home invasions, 3 armed robberies, dealing fentanyl and meth, passing counterfeit money, beating 4 victims senseless, and only arrested 23 times since 1998. His punishment, well, it netted his family $27 million from the state for the crimes against this gentle giant, Mr. Floyd. I can't help wondering if there's not, it's statistically not likely. When Fonnie Willis, nobody knows anything about her mother, apparently, that they won't reveal it. And Mr. Floyd, her daddy, was a vehement Black Panther who didn't have much use for the American system. Do you think he taught that to his daughter? Come back for the next segment. We'll continue the discussion. God bless you.